future command of Bnei Yisrael. Yikwe lecha, they should take for you shemen zayis zoch kosis lamar. They should take shemen zayis, olive oil, clear, pressed for lighting. The halis ner tamid, to give a light forever. Chukas oilam l'dayroisam, a chuk forever for the generations. Me'ez b'nei Yisrael. So the Meshech Chochmah asks the question, it would have been enough to say v'yikhu shemen zayizach. What's v'yikhu eilecho shemen zayizach? V'yikhu shemen zayizach, it's a mitzvah of the b'nei Yisrael to take shemen zayizach. What's v'yikhu eilecho? So Meshech Chochmah says a gval v'gibshat. Meshech Chochmah says that the Hadlokas HaNeiris was a personal pleasure from Moshe Rabbeinu. So even though Chazal say that all the words that Hashem spoke to Moshe was only by day, but the Ibn Ezra Shita is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu used to speak to Moshe even by night while the Neiris were dolkim. I suppose that the Neiris HaMenorah had such a koyach that it had like a din of yoyim chal tziyodua, that the Neiris HaMenorah was like the Or HaRishon from Sheishas Yimei Bereishas, but it had up as a special koyach that it had a din of yoyim. So Melech HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu even by night while the Neiris were dolkis. Granted, the Smar brings down the Chiddush Gadol in Chesh Mishpat, Simen Hay, Siv Beis, to cut in Beis, that even though there's a halacha that Bezdin does not paskin by Balayla, but in front of Neiris, Bezdin could paskin Balayla. You know, what the Makar is, whatever, but by the Neiris HaMenorah, the Ben Ezra says that the Neiris HaMenorah were like yoyim from Moshe Rabbeinu, that even though normally Moshe Rabbeinu did not receive a dibur from HaKadosh Baruch Hu Balayla, but the Neiris of the Menorah, during the Neiris of the Menorah, he did receive a dibur. So it comes out it was for the Hanoah and the Tayelas of Moshe. That's why it says, V'yichu Eilecho Shemen Zayizach. That means this is going to be a Tayelas for you, because during the time that the Neiris are burning, even at night, you'll be receiving a dibur from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. However, this is only Shayach by Moshe Rabbeinu, because Moshe Rabbeinu spoke to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Memela by Moshe Rabbeinu was Shayach of this Tayelas. But in future generations, it's Chukas Oilam L'Dayroisa Meis B'nei Yisrael. For you, it's V'yichu Eilecha. For you, it's a personal Tayelas. But after you, it's Chukas Oilam L'Dayroisa Meis B'nei Yisrael. For them, it's just a Chayik Meis B'nei Yisrael. The Pasuk says, L'Halis Ner Tomid. So Rashi says, what's meant is L'Halis Ner Tomid? You have to be Madlikid. You have to keep the hadlaka there until the fire comes up by itself. In Parshas Bahaloscha, it also says Lahalas Ner Tamid. And there Rashi brings down a different drasha from Chazal. There were steps in front of the menorah. You walked up those steps. That the kohen used to stand on that and be mativ the menorah. So you have to understand, why did Rashi dafka say it over there? Why didn't Rashi bring down that same drush over here? Lahali's Ner Tamid. In addition to Teishal Heves Oilem Eileh, he also should have brought down Maila Hoysel of Ne'am and Oirim. So Yisur Pshat brought down B'Shem HaGoyin Rabbi Yecheskel Katzenelen Bayim. He says the following. In Parshas Bahaloyzcha, it speaks about Aaron and his children. And they were commanded to light them in Oirim. So Bavadai, there was a need for there to be steps because a regular person is, let's say, 3 amas. So he's equal to the height of the menorah. So you have to be made to be, you have to be higher than the menorah to be able to see exactly what you're doing. Memel over there, Rashi brings down the pshat. Lahalis ner tamid ma'al ha'isel v'nei menorah. But over here we were talking about Moshe Rabbeinu. He was talking about lechatchila, the Shivas Yimei HaMiluim, when Moshe Rabbeinu was Meshamish. And Chazal say that Moshe Rabbeinu was 10 amas high. So Moshe Rabbeinu didn't need those milas b'fnei HaMenorah. So here Rashi brings down Pashit that L'Halis Ner Tamidish Shetei Haner Malah Me'eleho Hashal Heves Oile Me'eleho. On the Pashit Kosis Lamor, it should be pressed Lamor for illumination. So as you do the Givart, some people say B'Shem the Chedush Yerim, some people say B'shem d'Alexander, Rebbe, Rebbe Chil of Alexander. Chazal Darshan, Rashi brings down, Chazal, it's a Gemara in Menachos, Kosis L'Amor, it has to be pressed for light to give off illumination. V'loi Kosis L'Menachos, but for the Karbim Minchi, you do not need Kosis. Kosis was the first couple of drops of each olive that was totally pure, that was used for the Menachos. But for the Menachos, you didn't need that. The Menachos had even had a little, you know, residue of the olive itself. So Kosis L'Amor, V'loi Kosis L'Menachos, you did not need Kosis for the Karbim Minchi. Lucia Rib, Alexander Rebbe used to say, Kosis Lamor, when you press a person and you give him wazir, it should be for the tachlis of bringing out the inner life within him. But it shouldn't be done in a way of Kosis Laminochis that will cause anocha, that will cause anguish, that will cause depression. And that's not only said when you're giving other people wazir, it's when you give yourself wazir. When a person's teveya himself, it's always good to have she'ifas for higher madregas. But the kosis, depressing yourself, has to be for the tachlis of lamor. There's a fine line between mourning from yourself and getting down on yourself and becoming, you know, miyuyish and becoming tzibrachim. So kosis lamor. The kosis, depressing, has to be lamor to bring out the inner light in the person. V'loi kosis lamenachis. It should not be something that brings out anocha and sadness and depression. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, you should bring forth Aaron, your brother, that he should be the Kohen, he should be Mishamish. State in Medrash, about this pasuk, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, V'ato HaKrei Ve'lechus Aaron Achicha, Hadohu D'chsiv, about this it is written, Lulei Seiros Chashashuai, if not for your Torah, which was my, gave me simcha, or zavadati ba'oni, I would have been lost in my poverty. Shteit medrash, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, v'ato hakrev elecha, bring Aaron, so Moshe Rabbeinu felt bad, how come I wasn't zeichet to the kuhuna? So now HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, Torah sheli haisa, the Torah was mine. When it's atia l'chon, I gave it to you, maybe you shouldn't feel bad. So everybody asks the question, like, what shaykh is one half to the other? Moshe Rabbeinu felt bad that he wasn't a kohen gadol. Hashem says, the Torah was mine and I gave it to you. How's that appears? So the Dubna Magid says a marshal. It was a big gvir that had two older boys. They were already 14, 15 years old. He wanted them to learn well. So he hired a malamed that was a lamdin, that knew good, gemara, ashik, taisis, klar, and mefarshim. And this Lamdan learned with the two Bachrim, and Mamish, they were striving with them. He was really, really developing their kaitas. And then the Gvir had a little baby. The baby was 2 years old, 3 years old. It came time ready to teach him Aleph Beis. So he hired a Malamed to teach the kid Aleph Beis. So this first Rebbe felt bad. You know, what did I do wrong? How come he didn't hire me? So he went over to the Gvir with Tainas, my high, you know, what did I do wrong with your boys, you know, that you didn't hire me? For your little kid. So the Gvir told him like this. He says, why did I hire you for my older boys? I heard you're a Lamdan. I heard your mamish medagdik and more Rashi and Taishas and Tapi, you're doing a gavaldik job. But someone that's holding on that madrega is not there to teach Aleph Beis. Aleph Beis, you have to get a Parshat Melamed to teach Aleph Beis. Adarab, it's Machmas Shemailim, what you're doing, that I didn't hire you for that. So Zakti Dubna Magi, that's what happened over here. Moshe Rabbeinu felt bad that he wasn't made the Kohen Gadol. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, the Torah originally was mine. Why didn't I teach the Bnei Yisrael directly? The Torah says they wouldn't be able to handle it from me, right? My madrig is too high, they wouldn't be able to hear the Dibur. So I gave it over to you, that you'll be an Emtsoi, and you'll give over the Torah to them. The same way I'm not able to teach them Torah directly, and I have to give it over to you, the Kohuna Gedol has to be done to Daf Kali De'ar, Favos. You need someone that's an Ayiv Shalom, and he's a Raidiv Shalom, and he's able to talk to people to do tshuva, and to bring korbanos, and he's able to lower himself and to communicate. Adarab, it's machmas, you're godless, that I gave you the Torah, that you're not holding by that madrega, it's a totally different madrega. Aaron HaKohen was the Ayiv Shalom, the Raidiv Shalom, to bring the korbanos, to encourage people to do tshuva, and to bring a korban chatas, and to bring other korbanos, memela, right? That is goofy why I didn't give it to you. So Torah Shalihaisa, the Torah was mine. I gave it over to you because it needed a memutzah. The same thing with the Kohen Gedolah. The reason why I'm not giving it to you is Gufa because you're on the Madrega to teach Torah, but the Yayim Shalom, the Raidim Shalom, the Yachas with the Bnei Yisrael, that's something that's given over to Aaron. And that's the Pshat. We've said this already before. When Rashi brings down in Parsha Shemais, or the Parsha of Eru, who Moshe of Aaron? They are Moshe and Aaron. So Rashi says, L'lamas Yishneim Shavim. Sometimes it says Moshe before Aaron, sometimes it says Aaron before Moshe. Malamit Shishneim Shavim. Well, no, they weren't both equal. Like, you know, in the history of Klal Yisrael, like, come to Moshe, Pe'el Pe'el, Yabra Boisa. Happy to say that Aaron was as great as Moshe. The Keretz is in their Tzorech for Klal Yisrael. They were both necessary. A car needs a motor and it needs a transmission. So you're going to say which one of them is more important. Klal Yisrael needed a Moshe Rabbeinu to give over the Torah, and Klal Yisrael needed an Aaron for the Kohen Gadolah, and they were both equally important for Klal Yisrael, even though in Gadlus Moshe Rabbeinu was greater. V'asisa bigdei kodesh la'aron achicha l'chovod l'sefaras. You should make bigdei kodesh for Aaron your brother for honor and for glory. There's a machloikas of Rishonim Masechtas Kiddushin daf nun dalit. If the Big Day Kahuna, did they have the same Madreg of Kedusha as Klei Shares in the Beis HaMikdash? Or no, their Madreg of Kedusha was lower than the Klei Shares. It's Machloikas HaRishayim. Taisus HaShit in Kedushin Daf Nun Dalet is that the Big Day Kahuna had the same Madreg of Kedusha as Klei Shares. The Ritva is Chaylik, and the Ritva says, nay, it's a lower Madreg. So the Sefer HaMakne, because Halevi Horowitz, I'm Seifer's Rebbe, he says he wants to bring a raya to the Shitas HaRidva as a Shaykhus to this Pasuk. The Gemara in Megillah David Bey says, it says in Megillah's Esther, that Achashverosh, he showed off as Yikar Teferes Gdulasai, the splendor of the honor of his greatness. Omer of Yaisi Berchanina Melamed Shalavash Bigdei Kahun. This teaches me, he put on the Big Day Kahuna by the Mishnah that he made. Ksiv Hocha, Yikar Teferes Gdul Osek. It says by Achashverosh, Yikar Teferes Gdul Osek. And it says by Big Day Aaron, L'chovod ul'sefaras. So, just here, Teferes is Big Day Aaron, he put on the Big Day Kahuna. As I state in Medrash. Further down the line in the Gemara, it says, V'cheilim mikelim shaynim. So Zogin Chazal, what's v'cheilim mikelim shaynim? And we read it in the Mektun of Eicha, v'cheilim mikelim shaynim. Belamed, that he took out the kelim of the Beis HaMikdash. Chazal asked, why does it say mikelim shaynim? The word shaynim means repetition. If it means there were different kelim and they were remarkable kelim, it should have said kelim mishunim. What is kelim shaynim? Took out the kelim of the Beis HaMikdash, and a baskel came out in Hashemayim and said, Shonisa, you repeated the same mistake as Balshatza. And just like he was Chayiv Nisa, you're Chayiv Nisa also. The only reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu kept Achashverosh around was he needed him for the Ma'aseh of Purim. But Be'etzem he was Chayiv Nisa. Zogta HaMakneh, why is it that the baskel only came out by these kelim? Why didn't it come out earlier when he took out the Big Day Kohen Gadol? Teretz Shemam, you know, you see that the Begadim did not have the same thing as Klei Shares. Klei Shares have a special Kedusha. What's the Chilik? Klei Shares, even if it's used by someone for their own Tayelas, it doesn't lose its Kedusha. But something that's on a lesser Madrega loses its Kedusha. Memela, the Big Day Kuhuna that were already used by Balshatzar, it already lost its Kedusha. So there, he wasn't Chayim Misa. But by the Klei Shares themselves, even though it was already used by Balshatzar, but it didn't lose its Kedusha, Memel over there, the Baskel did not come out. So from this Medrash in the Megillah, now Machna brings the Raya to himself. It's a Raya to the Ritva, L'chayra against Taisus. Ba'oyel mayed michutz la'paroiches, asher la'edus, yar chayse aron ubonav. In oyel mayed, outside the paroiches of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, you should arrange the Neiros, Me'erev Ad Boiker, Lefnei Hashem, Chukas Oilom L'Doiroizam, a Choik for generations, May Eis B'nei Yisrael. So why does it say over here, Michutz l'paroiches ha'edus, it says? Chav Zayin, Chav Aleph. Michutz l'paroiches asher al ha'edus. Why does it mention asher al ha'edus? So Chazal Darsh, and it's a Gemara in Shabbos, Dav Chav Beis Amid Beis. Edus l'chol ben the Gemara, Chazal Darsh. It says, V'chil o'iru hu tzorach, does Hashem need our light? He lit up the way for us all the years in the Midbar. The Menorah is Edus for everyone that comes in the world. What's the Edus? It was the Ner Maravi. There was one designated candle. It's Machloikis exactly which candle it was, but there was one designated candle. It was set up exactly with all the others. It had the same amount of oil as all the others, and yet, when the Kohen Gadol came in, and the Kohen came in the morning, all the others were extinguished, and this candle continued burning. He cleaned out all the neiros of the menorah and put in new shemen and new wicks, and this continued burning till the evening, and then he set up this one, and from it he lit all the rest. So that's a riot. That nace on the menorah is a riot that the Shekhinah Shoyer in Klal Yisrael. That's what Chazal say. But what's the lashon edus l'chol boy oilam to everybody in the world? It's right to everybody in the world. No one's allowed in there. Goyim mizuchah not allowed in there. Even kohanim are only allowed in there b'shas they have to either be made of the neiros, or they were oisik with the ketores, or they were oisik in cleaning out the mizbeach kapnimi. Even kohanim were only allowed b'eis hatzayra. Levim were not allowed in there, and Yisrael were not, and goyim mizuchah not. So vos mentos. Edusu l'chol boy oyma. So Rav Huttner said a very nice pshat. Rav Huttner said that the edus is for the kahanim themselves. And if the kahanim themselves see that the Shekhinah Shoyer in Klal Yisrael, they're going to do their avodah with a much greater zrizus. And that's going to have an effect on the Levim and on the Yisraelim. And when Klal Yisrael is strong in their emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the Shekhinah is with us, that affects the entire surrounding earth. An entire olam around them. Edus u'l'chol boi olam. It's not the pshat that everybody's going to see this. No one's allowed in there. The kahanim that are oisik are the only ones that are allowed in there. But this affects them and it gives them a boost in their emunah that the Shekhinah is with them. And they have that pride. And that memel is hashpah on the rest of Klal Yisrael. And Klal Yisrael, they know that the Shekhinah is always with us. They have a certain shtolz and the goyim know it as well. And it affects the entire world. When did Rav Huttner say this? Rav Huttner said this after somebody had suggested that Yeshiva Chaim Berlin should have a special program for outsiders to come in and see what the yeshiva is about, and that way they'll be able to gain donors for the yeshiva. So Rav Huttner said that the workings of a yeshiva are tsanua to those that are in the yeshiva night and day, and they're not exposed to the entire world, just like in the Heichal. The menorah that represents the Eir HaTorah is hidden from most people. And only those that are oisik, they're the ones that are nehenna from that light directly, right? But the Ben Torah, the Bnei Torah, the yeshiva, they're supposed to be on such a madrega that their effervescence has a hashpah on everybody around them, and the male of people will come to be makkah with the godless of the yeshivas. The mahalach is not to bring everybody in. The mahalach is that the function of the yeshiva has to be isolated from the world. And the mail of that halshvah will go out to the rest. That's when he said this vart over here, from the menorah. It started with the kehanim, spread to the levim, Yisraelim, and once Klal Yisrael knows that, the halshvah is there for the rest of the world. Ve'elah ha'begodim asher yasu, and these are the begodim that they should make. Choshen, a breastplate, the ephod, umi'il, a coat, uksainas tashbeit, mitznefesh, v'abnei. So Rashi brings down over here the ephod. Lo shamati. I didn't hear what the ephod is. What's the tzura of the ephod? V'lo matzasi bebraisa pirish tavnisa. I did not find in the braisa what the tzura was. V'libi oimrali. My heart tells me shulchaber lo me'achayrav. It is tied from behind him. Rochboy kiroichim gav ish. The width is like the width of the back of a person. Kimin sinner like an apron. Shechoygrois hasarois kisharoypois al hasusim. That the sarois, that the chosh of a woman, that they wear when they ride on the horse. It's a kind of an apron that they wear when they ride on the horse. So they ask a question, Libi Oimrali is Shayach, it's a Shayel and a Svara. You know, you have a Svara, so your heart tells you, Svara, you know, this is a Metzias, right? It's a Metzias. How are some Metzias? Pshat in the Pasuk. So what is Pshat over here, Libi Oimrali, on something that's Nageya to a Metzias, to a Pshat in the Pasuk? So the belt says over that there's the Haggadah, there's a story. The Rashi one time was walking outside and Punkti saw a Gaisha woman riding on a horse with this, you know, kind of a apron. So Rashi was wondering, he said, my high, you know, I'm so zohir, I'm careful with sneers, with shmir saying nine to them, and Hashemayim, I had to see such a thing. Later on, when he was Isaac in the parish, and he was Isaac and trying to figure out what the pshat was, his heart told him the vice statesman Hashemayim, they showed him this, you know, that he should understand the pshat and the pasuk. That's what the Velt says over. So he said over this pshat to Ramesh Shmuel Shapiro Zatzal, and Ramesh Shmuel Shapiro said that the emphasis is that Rashi doesn't have to come on to outside readers. He said, the pshuta kemashmoy, Rashi had a lev of Torah. He had a heart of Torah. When you have a heart that's kulei shakua in Torah, so the heart tells you zachen, even though you didn't see it, and even though you don't have rayas for it, but the heart tells you those zachen. And that's totally in the word that I'm going to say on the next, you know, the next word that I'm going to say. So shtei va'ator tedaber el kol chachmei lev. You should speak to all the chachmei lev, wise of heart. Asher milaysev ruach chachmei, that I filled them with the spirit of Chachma, but also as big they are, and they should make the begadim of Aaron. So the Chassam Seifers tells us, what is this double lashon? Va'ator tedaber al kol chachmei leiv, asher milaysev ruach chachma. What's the double lashon? You should say, ator tedaber al kol chachmei leiv. Or you should speak to all those that I filled with the spirit of Chachma. What's this? Al kol chachmei leiv, asher milaysev ruach chachma. Secondly, before they were filled with the Ruach of Chachma, how did they become Chachmei Leif to begin with? What's the pshat? So some Sofer says, I'll be a Chayvus Halvavus. The Chayvus Halvavus says in the Hakdama, there's certain things of Chachma that are implanted and hidden within the Chachma's heart. They're hidden within the Chachma's heart. And as long as they're hidden in his heart, nobody could be massing it. Once they're Megalit, once they dig deep into the heart, and they're able to draw it out, so then it already becomes goli l'akol as possible for other people to be masik this as well. And he quotes a pasuk in Mishle, the Chayvus Halvavus does, mayim amukim eitza b'lev ish, deep waters are the eitza in the heart of a person, v'ish tfuna yidlema, and a man of understanding will draw it out. That means the chachma is planted in the teva ha'odam, that's a chachma. And with the koyach of his recognition, just like water is deep beneath the ground, and you want to draw the water, you dig and you dig and you dig and you dig until you hit water, and then, you know, from that comes a well. That is the way the chachma is in the hearts of chachamim. Right? This chachma that's beneath, deep beneath, the person draws and he clears and he goes weiter, right? And from that, he's able to bring out that water so that other people could be nehenah from. So that's what some say for Taisus Pshat the Pasuk. Va'atot tedaber el kol chachmei leiv. What should you tell them? Hashem yileisiv ruach chachma. I've already planted that chachma in their heart. The how to build, how to make the tavernas of this, how to make the begodim, is deep down in their heart. They have to think it out, they have to draw it out, and the male they'll already understand what it is. So they were chachmei leiv to begin with. They were kind of chachma. But there's certain chachma that they didn't have right away. Hashem says, I've already planted it in your heart. All you have to do is, like one digs for water, dig within your heart. So the emphasis, that's the same with Rashi. The Libi Omer Li is the pshat. It was there. But Rashi dug and dug and he tried to imagine. And the Seif Dover was that he was able to come up with it. Finally, Vosiso Mizbeach Mikter K'tayres. You should make a Mizbeach of K'tayres. Atse Shitim Taso Yisai. You should make it out of shittim wood. Shteit medrash tanchuma The Moshe Rabbeinu was wondering about this. How's a shayach? I should make a mizbeach that's going to have fire. I'm going to make it out of wood. How in the world is it going to be able to stand? The fire is going to burn up the wood. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him that this is the derech of the Eish Shomayla. The Eish Shomayla is Eish Oichlo Eish. Fire eats of fire, but it doesn't have to necessarily destroy your mizbeach that's made out of wood. Kidirsiv, like it says, Bahasne einenu ucho. Just like the fire of the snare didn't destroy the snare, my fire in Hashemayim is not going to destroy this mizbeach. Moshe Rabbeinu was wondering about it. For that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him that the Eish Shel Nail is Eish Eichla Eish, but it doesn't have to consume the wood. So the Sefer Likutei Sheishanim brings down, what was Moshe Rabbeinu wondering about? Moshe Rabbeinu was at Har Sinai. Moshe Rabbeinu saw the Mare, that the fire was not destroying the bush. So what was his Pella over here? Why was he wondering about it? So he says, beautiful pshat. Moshe Rabbeinu knew that the fire, Shomayla, does not destroy. But the Eish of the Mizbeach, mitzvah lohavi min ahedit, is a mitzvah to bring fire from down here. And that will taka destroy. For that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him that the fire, Shomayla, is Eish oich lo Eish. The fire, Momayla, will consume that fire of the hedit, and Momayla is not going to burn down here. Doesn't give end the shakla, the tariyah, between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Moshe Rabbeinu, HaGutn Shabbos and Mitzvah.